Good evening and welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
For music today, Ken and Gene Grady. Enjoy.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are really glad you could join us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is the Telestials.
From the National Quartet Convention, I will be talking to Les Butler on today's program. You've been listening to some new music.
Yes, some new CDs by the Chandlers, the Isbells and Sue Dodge.
And you've been reading.
I've been out reading. He's been singing news.
We were at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. The opening night featured a concert by the Pine Ridge Boys. We have exclusive video on today's program.
And the archives.
From the North Alabama Quartet Convention in 2018, Clear Vision Quartet, one of our favorites, sang that night. And we have exclusive video on today's program.
Lots of favorites. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Daywind Records has announced the addition of Dusty Wells as leader of the artist and label relations team, and Kyle Johnson, who will be director of marketing for Daywind and New Day Records. Scott Godsey has announced the formation of Godsey Media Management, specializing in content creation, marketing, distribution, and management. Former Mark Trammell Quartet tenor Blake Buffin has started a new quartet called Mission 4, which includes Josh Worley, Brian Pottinger, and Brian Worley. The 2010 recording Hallelujah, the final recording by The Greens, has been released in digital format by Stowtown Records. The Greens in 2010 included Tony Taranda and Jeff Snyder. The record was produced by Larry Goss. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and we had the honor of filming the Pine Ridge Boys while we were there, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Listen as we sing Wine in the Water. You've heard a multitude of prayers on my behalf. I pray one more is not too much to ask. I've tried to fight this battle by myself, but it's a war that I can't win without your help. Tonight I'm as slow as any man can go. I'm down and I can't fall much farther. And once upon a time you turned the water into wine. Now on my knees I'm turning Father, could you help me turn the wine back into water? So many times I've hurt the ones I love. I've pushed them to the edge of giving up. They've stood by me, but how much? This one.
We like the Pine Ridge Boys, and that night produced a live concert CD and a DVD that the Pine Ridge Boys have.
It was a fun night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Ed Hill. Ed sang with the Singing Americans, the Stamps, the Songfellows. His birthday is February 23.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more video from the Creekside Gospel Music Convention coming up. But first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
We are at the National Quartet Convention, and I'm here with our friends, the Chandlers. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you very much.
I love getting to visit with you guys. It's always so fun. We get to see you a couple of different places during the year.
Sure.
It's always so fun. I love hearing you guys sing. So I just wanted to be able to talk to you for just a little bit today. And I've got Tim, Lana, Tiffany, and Lindsay.
Yes, you did it.
Got everybody.
You got it.
I got it. I'm doing really good.
I have in front of me a new CD, and I'd love to hear all about it. So tell me all about this new CD and what brought it about and what made you decide to do it. It's called Seasons, right? What made you decide to do that?
It was time for another CD.
Okay. Yep.
Beyond that, the title cut really explains the songs that we chose. Everybody goes through seasons. The wisest man outside of Jesus Christ that ever lived, Solomon, said to everything there is a season. And if we can always understand what season we're in and embrace it, you know, we get in trouble when we try to go into another season of life before it's time. And so the songs that we wrote for this project seem to fit in all that same theme. I Feel Better, a song that Tiffany wrote, I Don't Deserve, the title cut Seasons, He's the Anchor of My Soul, just the type of things that you need to get us through whatever season we're in.
Oh, I love that. I love the idea of that. And so many times we I love what you said about we try to put ourselves in another season.
Right,
right.
And we don't enjoy any of the benefits from this season.
Sure, that's right.
So what's a great song with that? Did all of you contribute to the writing?
The three of us did.
Lindsay is a blogger, so she writes a little different style. She writes for SGN Scoops magazine.
Okay.
And she's just started doing that. And the balance of the three of us, either individually or collectively, there's some songs we worked on collectively. Some either I wrote by myself, Tiffany wrote some stuff by herself, Lana writes by herself, and then we collaborate on stuff too. So
thank you.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Real Truth Revival and Kingsway Quartet at the Lowesville Gospel Concerts in Stanley, North Carolina on March 14. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
It's rare to find people who've dedicated over 40 years of their lives to keeping a ministry alive, but Jim and Beth Glass have done just that with the Telestials. The group was established back in 1961 with a trio of women, including Beth and her sister, calling themselves the Harmony Trio. They began singing at church functions, and in 1966, the trio recorded their first album. With the addition of male vocals in 1969, the group started to expand. Family has always been a strong component in the group, and through the years, Beth's husband Jim has continued to manage the group. The Glass children have carried on the family tradition, which now includes grandchildren. Current members are Jim and Beth Glass, Jerry and Bethany Brown, and Caleb Brown. You can find out more about this week's feature group at Telestials.com.
We were at the special opening night concert at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. The Pine Ridge Boys sang, and we have exclusive concert video up next on Gospel Music Today.
Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Les Butler. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were at the National Quartet Convention. We spoke to Les Butler. He told us everything we need to know about the Old Time Preachers Quartet, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with me, an old friend. This is Les Butler, and Les, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Well, thanks for having me, Ken. As always, we appreciate what you do.
And it's nice to see old friends.
Yes.
We want to talk about the Old Time Preachers Quartet.
Okay.
And let's start with the current lineup. Do you have a new guy yet?
Well, no, and we're really not. You know, our lead singer for the last few years has been Bob Sellers, great singer. Our schedule, and then he has a solo schedule as well.
Yeah.
It just got to where, okay, something's got to give. Just he had too many dates, we had too many dates. Yeah. And so we knew that would be happening. And so he's just going to be doing his solo stuff. And we have four others, and so we're sticking with what we have. Now, if the Lord brings us someone that needs to be a part of what we do, we'll add them. But we're not actively looking. So it would be myself singing baritone, playing the piano, MC. Adam Borden singing lead, playing bass, and Tim Owens singing tenor, and then the one and only Mike Holcomb singing bass. And we're pleased as punch with those four right there.
It's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you about something you mentioned with Bob Sellers, because you guys got into this, I think, with the idea that this would be a few dates for the fun of it.
Yes.
And
we did.
This is almost the opposite of what people would think, but the great success that you've had is leading to cutting back.
It is, and I know that is. You're right. That's a very unusual, that's almost a cart before the horse or a boomerang coming back, however you want to look at it, but it is exactly that. When Mike and I started the quartet now almost 4 years ago, you know, he preaches. He has his own solo ministry singing, and he preaches revivals all the time. I do the same. Plus, I've got all the companies that I run.
Yeah.
And so when we got together, we looked and said, you know, this is we're probably about a 25-date-a-year situation here.
Yeah.
And, boy, we put out one record, and then we put out one single, and it charted. The next one charted higher. The next one charted. One was in the top 40 song of the year. One was top five. And it just kept snowballing. And the phone started ringing off the hooks. We don't make calls out. I mean, that's unusual.
Yeah.
They come in, and we're at the 100-date mark for this year. And given everything we have about killed ourselves this year. And so we looked at each other eye and said, we got to fix this. And so we'll be going backward next year. But to me, then to us, that's allowing us to go forward by going backward.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that, and God knows what He's doing, and He has prepared us for that, and we're excited, and we've got some things on the books already, and we're what we're really excited about in particular is when we started the one big thing we wanted to do was since we're all preachers, we wanted to have opportunities to be self-contained in evangelism. Where we could go into a church and have a 3 or 4 night thing, and each of us preach a night and we sing every night. And that is starting to happen and with more frequency. And so we think 2020 probably is going to be an awful lot of that. And that is exactly what we wanted to begin with. So we're very thankful for that.
Yeah. And we'll get the preachers home for the weekend, I guess.
Yeah. Well, for more weekends than what we've been doing for sure. So, yeah, we're excited about all that.
Okay.
You know, between running the businesses and 100 dates with the quartet, I mean, I haven't seen my house for a long time. And, you know, my wife gets to go with me sometime, but not often. And so we're fixing that for 2020.
All right. That's good. That's good news.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys been recording?
Well, we it took us 4 years to get our second record out.
Yeah.
So, no, but I tell you what we have started. We have started to accumulate some songs.
Right.
So that's the first part of the process, and we have started that. And, boy, we're really excited about that so far. And it's going to be a good one when we do. So nothing's on the books yet, but we've got the songs now that's coming in. So I would probably, I'd say... recording maybe the first quarter of 2020, but we'll have something out certainly no later than by Quartet Convention next year.
Yeah. What's that step of the process like? Do all the guys have an input when a possible new song comes in?
You know, because that's part of what I do as a living Monday through Friday. Right. I'm the filter. And then whenever I sense something that fits us, I'll put it off to the side. And then I'll start, because I'll literally get hundreds mm-hmm. of songs for the quartet, hundreds.
Yeah.
And you can't manage that. You can't have multiple men managing that. So I call it down to 30 and then start, you know, disseminating it out to everyone. And then we mm-hmm. all start weighing in and start figuring it out and culling it down. And it was so hard this last record, we ended up recording 12 songs, and that's a thing of the past. Normally, today, the big thing is recording 8 songs, EPs, 6 yeah. to 8 songs, EPs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we did 12. So we did 2 EPs at the same time and put them together.
All right, very good. You're also, of course, we've alluded to Butler Music Group, Family
yep.
Music Group. Those are going very well.
Very blessed.
And I did want to tell you from our preparation for the... Quartet Convention, you've got a good person with Tammy who's done all the scheduling and did a good job.
I am blessed to have Tammy Sumner a part of what we do every week. She is efficient, sharp, honest as the day is long, and a prayer warrior. Tell me, what more can I ask for?
Yeah.
Very blessed. Yeah. And then my wife works behind the scenes as well, and my son's our head engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, he's being booked by everybody in Nashville now. I mean, that's his ship has sailed now.
Yeah.
So it's a very blessed time. It just is. And this week at convention, I also have another lady that I've produced her recordings now for almost 20 years, Sherry Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
That's also working at the booth. And she fits in the same category as Tammy. Just, a prayer warrior. She's the kind of prayer warrior where 10:30 at night, I'll get a text and be in the battle of something. And here comes a text, and she said, "The Lord laid you on my heart." And every time, it's in the middle of a storm. That's someone that's in tune with the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And blessed.
Yep. Well, Les, it's always good to see you. We want to thank you for being on Gospel Music today.
It's an honor. As I always say, love your show, love what she does, what you do, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
In this month's edition of Singing News Magazine, there's an article called Snapshot. And this month it features Ricky Capps, who's the evangelist and tenor with Master's Voice. You can read about some of his favorites, two of which are his daughters, Laylee and Waverly. You can find a link to Singing News Magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Greater Vision will sing at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Golden, Illinois on March 20 at 7 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We're at the National Quartet Convention, and I'm here with the Isbell family. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you guys every year. Well, you have a CD here, and it's called Singing My Song. Tell me a little bit about this CD, about who wrote it, some of the songs on it. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this is number 7 for us, and it's absolutely the best one yet. And it's going to be hard. We're writing songs and trying to get the new project together. And we're like, how do we top this one? You know, there's some great songs on this CD. I wrote 5 of these songs, and Autumn wrote 4, and my wife wrote 1. And I can't get Caleb to write. I don't know. Maybe he'll write
something. He has other talents.
Yes, he does.
He just stands there and looks pretty. But singing my song, Autumn wrote that one. Kind of an up-tempo song. It's just a happy, feel-good song. And then we follow it with pride.
Okay.
But anyway, a lot of times in life we have moments that we do cry, but I'm thankful that in those moments God is there. I tell you, I don't know how many times I felt God put his loving arms around me and tell me how much he loves me and cares for me. And then Autumn wrote A Love Like God. That's a beautiful song. Rachel wrote Blue Skies. He Chose to Live was our first top 80 for the Singing News. And followed by our most current single, Sometimes It's You, which we got to sing yesterday on the main stage.
Good for you.
And Autumn sang that song so beautifully.
I love the CD that you have. We'll look forward to the new one that's coming out maybe next year and all the things that are going to be involved with that. And I just love visiting with the Isbell family. Thank you all.
Thank you for having me.
This is Gospel Music Today. I'm Ken Grady.
And I'm Jean Grady, and this is what we do.
The latest news from the world of Southern gospel music.
Exclusive live concert video.
New recording projects from your favorite artists.
Exclusive interviews with Southern gospel personalities.
Introductions to new and up-and-coming artists. This is Gospel Music Today.
And this is what we do.
And this is why we do it.
Let me tell you about Jesus. It's a new CD by Sue Dodge. It was produced by Roger Talley, and it has great favorites such as His Grace is Sufficient, Standing on the Solid Rock, and Chainbreaker. My favorite is I'm Gonna Make It. That's Let Me Tell You About Jesus by Sue Dodge. Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Clear Vision Quartet. It is now time for the archives.
You are correct. This is from the North Alabama Quartet Convention of 2018. Clear Vision Quartet sang at that event, and we have exclusive video coming up next on Gospel Music Today. For this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we want to thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us, and we ask that you would tell a friend about Gospel Music Today.
Good advice.
We'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
All right, more coming your way here on House Hearing Gospel Blog Talk Radio. It's Sunday night, Southern Gospel Music. You love Southern Gospel Music. It is beautiful Southern and Southern Gospel Music. That's the thing about gospel music. It's always about God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is all unity in God's word when you come to gospel singing. Truth about God and Jesus Christ. Gospel music, Southern gospel, country gospel, bluegrass gospel, long as it's about God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Trinity of God, it is okay. Thank you for listening here at the House of Hearing Gospel Blog Talk Radio. More coming your way here. We started at 7:30 and we'll go off the air about 9 o'clock. We've been 7:30 to 8:30 live, and then from 8:30, we'll be to 9, we'll be in recorded mode. So if you would like to call in, you can call 251-362-1935 or 347-202-0317. Tonight, Sunday night, Southern Gospel Music. Enjoy more on House of Hearing Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad to welcome you to Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is Decision Trio.
From the National Quartet Convention, I will be talking to all the members of Tribute Quartet on today's program. And you've been listening to some new music.
I have, one by Promise Trio, Joy Holden, and Master's Voice.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Singing News magazine.
From the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, we heard Masterpiece Quartet sing. We have exclusive concert video on today's program.
And one of our favorite groups, I think, in the archives today.
That's right, from a couple of years ago in Moore, Oklahoma, an event sponsored by the Gospel Station Network, we heard the Freemans, and we will have exclusive video on today's program.
Okay, let's get this show started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Eric Lavelle is the new tenor for the Torchman Quartet of Ontario, Canada. Former tenor Sandy McGregor has moved to lead with Mike Moran on baritone and John Heisey singing bass. Riley Harrison Clark has signed a booking and management contract with the April Potter Agency. Riley is currently working on his second solo project with Daywind Records. The Browders were honored by the governor of Tennessee when he declared Browders Day in the state. Justified Quartet tenor Dave Potts has retired. The new tenor for the group is gospel music veteran Randy Lewis. Randy sang with the Calvaryman Quartet and the Tony Brothers. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to Creekside Gospel Music Convention in Pigeon Forge, and Masterpiece Quartet was there. I think we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Great was the
Masterpiece Quartet, they always do a great job, and we always look forward to the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. It's a great event.
Yes, it is. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Daryl Pascal. Daryl sings with the Down East Boys. His birthday is March 17.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We will have more music from the Creekside Gospel Music Convention coming up a little later, but first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
We're at the National Quartet Convention, and we're here with Joy Holden. And Joy, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Jean. I'm privileged to be here.
Joy, now, I understand that you have a new CD, so tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, absolutely. So the name of the CD is called Covered, because it's my favorite, some of my favorite gospel songs. And also the word cover, meaning cover songs, but because we're covered in the grace and the blood of Jesus. And I just used the dual meaning and asked people, are you covered? And we decided to do a volume one because we knew we wanted to do a volume two.
Okay.
So we went in the studio and did that in the spring and just released it this summer.
Okay.
So
who produces this CD?
I produced this one. I had some wonderful musicians play on this, Matthew Lawson, David Rice, and then the ladies that sing background vocals with me, Shayna Paris and Lisa Pruitt. Also appeared, and then a few other guest musicians. So we're really excited about it. And our current radio single, I Must Tell Jesus, is on here.
It's on there. Wow. Joy, thank you for being on Gospel Music.
Thank you so much.
I've enjoyed this time together, and we'll see each other, I'm sure, soon.
Absolutely, and I love you and Ken. Love your show. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Chordsman Quartet and the Pine Ridge Boys will be at Mayo Baptist Church in Mayo, South Carolina on March 21. If you're looking for a concert near you, check out the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Formed in January of 2019, Decision Trio is based out of Hickory, North Carolina. Although it's a new ministry, the members are no strangers to gospel music since they've been in solo ministry or with other groups. Decision Trio has a desire to deliver the Word of God and share the love of Christ through song and testimony. They continue to strive to uplift the brokenhearted and to see the lost come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. You can find out more about this week's feature group at decisiongospelmusicministry.com.
From the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, we have more singing by Masterpiece Quartet. That exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Jordan, I'm gonna rest in the sweet by and by. I can't wait to
Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Tribute Quartet. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were at the National Quartet Convention. We spoke with all the members of Tribute Quartet, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with me, members of Tribute Quartet. Right next to me is Gary Casto, and we want to welcome you to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you. It's always wonderful to be here with you.
I'm going to ask you to introduce the group, but it may put you a little out of order, because will you introduce the new guy first?
Oh, my goodness. That's perfectly fine.
Right.
We have, like you said, a new guy with Tribute Quartet. He started January 1st of this year, and we are so thrilled to have him. He is a seasoned veteran of gospel music. A lot of folks remember him from groups with Legacy 5, the Imperials, and I tell everybody, Chuck Wagon Gang, and I'm not so sure that when he was with the Imperials, it wasn't back in the Elvis days, you know. But he's been around gospel music for a long time, and we are blessed to have him part of Tribute, and that's Mr. Gus Gacious, and he is from Santa Rosa, California. And then, of course, Josh is still part of Tribute Quartet. I've been traveling together for a lot of years. Josh Singletary sings baritone and plays the keyboards from Rayford, Florida. And then Mr. Bass Man himself, Mr. Anthony Davis, been here for over 9 years, and he comes from West Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And that makes up Tribute Quartet.
That's excellent. And a remarkable stability for a Southern Gospel Quartet.
We are very blessed that God has allowed us to have the stability that we have.
That's great. It makes a big difference. Today is a big day for Tribute Quartet. The new CD gets released. Tell me about it.
Well, it is our brand new release from Daywind called Living the Stories. And it's been 2 years since we released a national project. So we've been hunting songs, I guess, for over 2 years. And oh my goodness, we are so thrilled. We feel like God has sent us the right 10 songs to be able to help folks all across the country and other countries.
Josh, let me ask you, because we met both you and Gary traveling with the Wilburns.
Yeah.
And we had a big day for the memory of Jackie Wilburn this week. Did you guys get to go to that? We missed it, of course.
Yeah, we were there, yeah.
Yeah. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was a bit surreal. Simply because, you know, when you're away from a certain part of your life, and that was about 4.5 years of my life, that was a good chunk of my life, the beginning of my career.
Yeah.
So it was really, those were some really shaping years for me. It was a bit surreal because after they retired and we went on and we've been having our own career, you get focused, you get caught up in all of it. And so then you don't live in that spot again. And the whole time I'm sitting there, all 4.5 of those years are coming back.
Absolutely.
And it was really, really surreal. Watch it. I keep saying it. Surreal. I guess it's the word of the day. Watching that and listening to that and seeing Elaine get up there and accept those awards, it was a bit different.
Mm-hmm. You know? Elaine looks the same as when we first met her.
It's the Middle Tennessee water. It has to be.
It was such a real moment. Mm-hmm. It really was. And I saw her shortly after the ceremony, and she said, "I didn't know that one of my singing boys was going to be able to present the award that they got, the medallion and the trophy." And they spoke into our lives for many years, and they gave us a platform that we're able to use today. So it's a blessing.
That is great. Mm-hmm. Let me ask Gus, because Gus, of course, you've been involved in Southern gospel music for a while.
He does good to be 72 years old.
He doesn't look bad at all.
Good hip replacement.
Did you think you were going to be on the road with the quartet again?
No, I did not. It's kind of this. I've known Gary for a good amount of time, and when he called me, I answered, and he said, you know, Riley's leaving. Well, my first thought is he was calling me to get names of, you know, who do I know that could. So when he said to me, you know, he said, we were, you know, wanting to know if you would consider coming out on the road with us, you know, going, taking a job. I thought, you know, this is not how it normally works in our business. Usually when the young guy leaves, they don't call the old guy to take his spot. So it was very much a shock, but I'll tell you, it's been ever so amazing watching how God has orchestrated this, and it's been one of the it's the smoothest transition I've ever been in, and speaks to the talent of these guys and to their heart and what they're about, and I'm just thrilled to be here.
Well, that's great, and it's a great addition. We've seen Tribute Quartet on stage with Gus.
Thank you. We feel very
we
blessed.
Think so.
We think so.
That's good. I'm glad you think that way. Anthony, how did you get connected to Tribute Quartet?
How did I get here? I ask myself that every day.
I bet.
Some people just have all the luck. Some of us don't.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I left law enforcement. I actually got here as a fill-in. I was just a temporary fixture while they were looking for somebody. And almost 9 years later, I'm still waiting on them to hire somebody. I got the call, and they said, you know, could you fill in for a couple of weekends? And I said, as long as it's temporary. I don't want to do this all the time.
Yeah.
And I went out the first weekend, and Gary and I sat on the front couch in the bus going down the road, and both of us agreed that it's going to make me cry. Both of us agreed that we just felt like we'd known each other and had been friends for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got home from that weekend of filling in, he called me and he said, the boys and I have prayed about it, and we just feel like you're who God sent us. And I said, well, give me a day or two to pray about it. And we left out on Thursday, and I didn't say a word about it. And we started down the road, and after a while, he came up front and said, hey, come back to the back. And so he called me back to his room, kind of sort of like the office. And he asked me, he said, have you considered the offer? And I said, you know, I'm so honored that you would consider me for this position. I said, but, you know, I'm in law enforcement all the time, and I don't really want to leave that. I said, so I'm just going to have to say I decline. And he said, well, I'm sorry to hear that. He said, I really thought that, you know, you were going to be what we were looking for. And he said, would you at least stay until we find somebody? And I said, yeah, as long as you're quick about it. And I started down the hallway, and I turned back around, and I said, hey, boss. He said, what? I said, I'm just kidding. I'll take the job.
I don't take no for no.
I guess not. And he's got something to look forward to, because we saw Ed O'Neill here at the convention this week, and he's been filling in with the Dixie Melody Boys since like 1963.
Yeah.
Well, good.
So you've got a few years
absolutely.
To go.
Thanks for the bad news.
Well, it's always good to see Tribute Quartet, and especially Gary and Josh. You know, you guys go back to when we started doing this show, and when we see you on that main stage, we feel as proud of you as if we were up there ourselves.
Well, you have a part in it. You have a part in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We wouldn't be there thanks to help from you guys and people like you.
Both of you helped pave our road to start the pavement, and we appreciate it more than you ever know. And we don't forget it. And we remember the times of being in your home and eating and that special suit that Gene hasn't got us lately, and even though we haven't been on your poster lately, we don't think nothing about that, you know.
And even though you're wasting away.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, we love you all, and we love what you're about. We love your hearts, and we love your show. And Gospel Music Today is one of the best shows in gospel music.
Thank you.
Today.
Perfect. Thank you very much. It's always good to see Tribute Quartet.
We want to
thank you all for being on Gospel Music today.
Thank you.
Snapshot is the feature in the Singing News magazine each month, and this month it's about Ann Downing. She's loved by many fans, and you can find out more about her as she shares her favorites and other random facts. You can find a link to Singing News magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Ordained will sing at Gospel Light Christian Fellowship in Lafayette, Georgia on March 29 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We're at the National Quartet Convention right here with Promise Trio. Deborah, would you introduce everybody to us?
Oh, but thank you for having us.
Oh,
we are
welcome.
So excited to be here. I'm Deborah Carter Peel, originally from Fayetteville, North Carolina, now living in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is Teresa Scudder, and she's from Bowling Green, Kentucky. And then we have Mr. Alan Parrish, who is our center from Goodlettsville, Tennessee.
But you have a CD. Tell us a little bit about the CD.
Sure, thank you. First of all, we're called The Promise because we sing about the greatest promise, and that's Jesus Christ. So we like to talk about Him the most. We have a new CD. We've had this one for a few months now, and it's just a compilation of some of our favorites, some songs that were sort of favorites to us, some favorites to Teresa and Alan. We just put those on a CD.
Tell me some of the songs that are your favorites on there.
Well, the ones that we struggle with, some of them, to get through them because they're so personal to us. But Celebrate Me Home reminds me of, you know, my mom is gone, and when I think about her, I think about her going to heaven. And so it's hard for me to get through that song, but Celebrate Me Home is on here. We have Karen Peck's song called Pray Now, Teresa does. A very, very good job. That's her favorite. And probably, Alan, I think When I Lay My Eyes Down, a C.T. Townsend song is probably one of your favorites. And then probably the crowd's favorite for us is the Resurrection song. And that's also C.T. Townsend's song. We've been blessed to be able to sing that one.
Promise Trio, thank you so much for being with us today on Gospel Music Today. And we'll look forward to some new things coming from you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Freemans. Well, it's that time in the show when we go to the archives.
You are correct. This is from a couple of years ago in Moore, Oklahoma. The Gospel Station Network sponsored a great event. Mm-hmm. We heard the Freemans sing that night, and that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Can't I breathe?
think we are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And for those of you that are watching us on television, you can also find out more about our show if you go to Facebook, because every week Ken puts some information there about each show.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
More gospel music today with Ken and Jean Grady here on Huffington Gospel Vlog Talk Radio. Stay right there. Good gospel music coming your way. All styles of gospel music. Southern country gospel music from Ken and Jean Grady. Also news and updates, fun concerts. Enjoy.
Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
This is Gospel Music Today. We are very glad you could spend part of your day with us. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is Airborne Quartet.
From the Memphis Quartet Show, I will be talking to Alan Kendall of the Kingsman Quartet on today's program. And you've been listening to some new music.
Three new CDs, one by Justified Quartet, one by Casey Kemp of Avenue, and one by Joy Holden.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading this month's edition of the Singing News.
Also from the Memphis Quartet Show, we heard the Lefevre Quartet sing, and we will have exclusive concert video on today's program.
And the archive.
From the Creekside Gospel Music Convention a couple of years ago, the Chordsman Quartet from South Carolina sang that night. We have exclusive video on today's show.
Well, we have a lot going on today. Let's get started.
This is Gospel Music Today, the news is next.
The Ball Brothers lead singer Daniel Ball will appear in the faith-based feature film Pardoned by Grace. Daywind Music Group has appointed Greg Goodman as the new audio marketing director. The Kingdom Heirs have released a new project called Everything in Between, featuring quartet songs, a cappella hymns, and instrumentals. Country and gospel artist T. Graham Brown received the Arkansas Traveler Award. The award is given to individuals who serve as goodwill ambassadors for Arkansas. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to Memphis, and we always love the Memphis Quartet Show. And one of the evenings, the Lefevre Quartet was there, and I believe you have a clip.
Yes, we do.
I can get down about the troubles in life, wrapped up in all the worry and woe. Yes, I know it's got a lot of stresses and strife. Divine. Don't know how I'm going, but there's one thing I know, my transportation will arrive right on time.
I'm going
riding, leaving, traveling, sailing away. I'm listening, watching, waiting for the trumpet to sound. Then my feet are finally gonna fly off the ground. High above the simple world on heavenly day.
Gates are gonna swing open wide. The angels will all welcome me home. Wreath of gold matches hair, and oh, what a tie. See the Father there on his throne. Every crowd on earth will be a memory then, fading in the light of the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Waiting for the trumpet to sound. Then my feet are finally gonna
the trumpet to sound, then my feet are finally gonna fly.